Teaching English Through Intimidation, Square Dancing. In international schools, there's usually a handful of kiddos in the class who speak little to no English. Often, they are reluctant to speak in class for the first few weeks. It takes a brave child to come to school every day without speaking the language. They never knew exactly what was going to happen. One second grader had been with us for a couple of weeks when our daily routine took an allemande left. Moms came into our room, moved desks to the side, and set up a boombox. With increasing concern, he realized there would be dancing. He came to me, big grin, hands clasped, eyes laughing up at me. We both knew what he wanted to say, and we both knew that he couldn't say it in English. "No," he said, shaking his head. "Yes," I replied, nodding my head. "No," he said again, more shaking. "Yes," I replied again, more nodding. The other second grade class came in, ready for a hoedown. A few minutes later, having given the matter some thought, he returned to plead his case, saying clearly, "This is not for me." We laughed, and then we danced.